This is the Cedar Creek Church Living It Out podcast, a midweek reminder where we discuss key takeaways and principles from the weekend message to help you live out the truth that you matter.
Welcome to the Living It Out podcast. My name is Kelly Pagel, and with me, Nathan Campbell. Nathan.
How are you?
I'm good. Good to have you.
Thanks for having me again.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's so fun to have you. And if you don't know Nathan, Nathan is from our Findlay campus. He's the groups director there. So,
yeah.
And Findlay, I mean, let's talk about it.
Yeah, lots of happening. I mean, we're coming off the eclipse. So,
I was thinking that was a really cool moment. Yeah,
I know Findlay had a little bit more totality than up here in the Perrysburg-Toledo area, but not much. But it was still a really cool experience.
It was cool.
Did you enjoy it?
I did. Yeah. You know, I was thinking back to that. Had I ever had, you know, been a part of an eclipse? And my kids said that we had had one before. It must have just been a partial.
Yeah, 2017.
We had a partial. And then that's what it was. Mm-hmm. And then I remember when I was really little, standing on like the entrance to the school.
Yeah.
And we had those like pinwheel because you couldn't look at it. It was before my
glasses. Dad was showing that because my dad came over to my house. We could watch it in our backyard, which was really cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, we did a little pinhole and you could see it. And he's like, this is how we used to watch it.
Right.
Now we have technology where you can put on a welding shield with 3D looking glasses.
It was very cool, it was very fun
cool experience with family. I know I have two little ones. They may get to see it. The next one's 2099.
It's a long time.
We'll experience that one from somewhere else, from heaven.
So, yeah.
Lots of things happening.
Lots of things. Yeah. But then there's the Findlay build-out.
The Findlay build-out, yes. That's a big project that we are thoroughly enjoying.
Yeah.
Lots of progress being made there. We feel really good about the progress that we've made.
Good,
as you've seen in the updates, I think we got one just a month or so ago. So student wing is completed.
Wow.
We've got some carpeting going down in our kids' spaces right now. And so if you're from the Perrysburg or West Toledo, you kind of see what that upgrades have looked like. That's what Findlay's is starting to turn into, which is really, really cool.
That is.
And so, yeah, lots of progress being made, but always could use some extra help, right? And so if you're out there and you're like, how can I help? Man, we have groups that are meeting down there on Tuesday afternoons from about 4 to 6.
Wow.
We have another group on Thursday evening meeting anywhere from 4 to 8, so you can come in whenever it is great for you.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Saturday, we have a crew out there as well from about 9 to noonish. So, yeah. And again, if you're not in the Findlay area and you're like, I still want to help, we'd love to have you. Just reach out. We'd love to have you.
So, yeah, and do you have to have the craftsmanship gifting, or like, can you use pretty much
helps.
Anybody?
Definitely helps. As someone who doesn't have it, and I'm still there, as someone who doesn't have that gifting, we can teach you a lot of things. There are something, like, there's cleaning. It's not just craftsmanship. Like, there's messes that come with construction we just got to keep clean as well, and painting and all that stuff. Does that stuff help? Absolutely.
Absolutely.
We would love to have people who have that type of gifting.
For sure,
but Yeah.
But it's not limited
to that.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't be there if that was the case.
Some of us have that more than others,
yes,
right?
Absolutely.
But, well, thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
It's so exciting to hear about. I know I was down there when we had our staff meeting there a long time ago, and
I haven't seen it since, but I haven't had a chance to see it. Yeah,
so,
way different.
I know it's going to be amazing in the end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lots of progress.
Good. Well, thank you for sharing that.
Absolutely. Thanks for asking.
Yeah, absolutely. It's always fun to hear. And I'm excited to dive into this topic that we have, losing my religion in our first week.
Yeah.
And the question that Ben posed as he opened our conversation was, what is a question that you wish you could ask God?
Yeah. So, for reference, my background, my degree is in history education.
We were just talking about that. I didn't know that. This is going to be great.
So, and now I'm in ministry, but what I love about history is, like, I have all these, like, questions. Because, you know, when you read history, there's, like, unforeseen, you just don't know what happened, right?
Yeah,
we think we know what happened. We have a lot of recordings, but I also have a lot of people that I've, like, oh man, I really, not that it's an idol, but kind of like a history hero, right?
Uh-huh.
And for me, that's Abe Lincoln. Like,
cool.
I love Abraham Lincoln. I've studied him. I've written lots and lots of papers about him. Went through the Civil War class. And I would just love, like, one, I hope he's in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And I would love to meet him. Like, that would be my, can I meet Abe Lincoln? Would love to just have a conversation with him. Because
that'd be cool.
As someone who studied him a lot, I would love to have a conversation, like, man, the decisions he had to make as president, and the the way that it changed our world that we live in today. Just a hero of mine, and I would love to meet him. That would be my question. Can I meet him?
That's really cool. Yeah, that's great. Yeah. I love that. Yeah. I love that. Lots more. And that's kind of what kind of pushes us into this conversation are the questions that we have about, God, what is this? And, mm-hmm. and how do we have a relationship with you?
Right.
And is it what I think it is? And all the mm-hmm. things. And so that's what we're going to be starting the discussion on today.
I think it's helpful to understand why we're doing this, right? Mm-hmm. And so what is it? What's our goal in this series, right? And our goal would be helping you follow Jesus. Following Jesus has a deep and a deep relationship with him. And there's not like these rules or regulations that mm-hmm. we have to follow. It's the relationship aspect that we really are trying to focus around. And I think Ben started that out really well this weekend.
Yeah, it was definitely a great opener to that conversation. Mm-hmm. Well, before we go any further, let's set a little foundation of what the message was about. Give some basics in case our listeners didn't hear it. Of course, we always encourage you to go back and watch. But just so that you can enjoy this conversation, do you want to give a little background?
Absolutely.
And then we'll dive in.
Yeah, so I love how Ben started off with this like Chuck E. Cheese mindset. Mm-hmm. As a kid of the early, like the 90s, like I was at Chuck E. Cheese trying to earn those tickets. And so really what he was debunking is the fact that tickets are, you know, good acts of service doesn't necessarily give you like points in heaven, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And it's like, I have all these tickets, like I'm good, but then I'm not so good. And I love the story that he shared of Levi. And for context, if you don't know, Levi is also Matthew, mm-hmm, right? Same mm-hmm. person. What I love about that, and I'm just going to pause, is that if you notice, Levi has a new name. If you read throughout the Bible, lots of these people, the disciples got new names when they began following Jesus. And you do too. When you accept Jesus, you are not the old you. You have a new person. You are a new you because you are a follower of Jesus. Back then, they literally changed their name.
Yeah.
And so Levi became Matthew. And so you are on that path as well. We just don't necessarily change our name anymore.
Right.
But I think that's a really cool thing.
That's where things
kind of get confusing sometimes. Mm-hmm. Like you have Simon, Peter, Saul to Paul. And that can be confusing. So I just wanted to clarify that.
When you
hear Levi, it's also Matthew, mm-hmm. the tax collector, right?
Right.
Who was a big, you didn't want to be around him,
right?
And it's interesting, I'm watching The Chosen.
Yes.
I don't know if you've, but The Chosen, you can really see how the disciples were like, Matthew does not belong. He is not one of us, right?
Right.
And they struggled with it. They struggled with it. And because a tax collector, they weren't even invited into church services,
They were basically forbidden.
They were not allowed around because they just weren't one of them. Right.
Yeah.
And so what I love is that you hear the story of where Jesus invites him to be a disciple. Mm-hmm. And again, radical move. Why would Jesus do something like this? And then he takes it a step further. And Levi actually invites him to his house. Mm-hmm. Levi or Matthew invites him to his house to have this grand banquet.
Mm-hmm.
Not just a dinner. We're talking a banquet.
Right.
Which makes sense because tax collectors were very wealthy.
Right.
Right.
And they got that way by skimming some off the top, which mm-hmm. is why they were disliked.
Absolutely. And so he would hold this banquet, and all of the Pharisees, all the religious leaders, there's that key word, religious mm-hmm. leaders, mm-hmm. Really began to question, like, how could you be with such scum?
Mm-hmm.
Why would you do that? And what I love is that Jesus is, he uses the phrase, like, only sick people need a doctor.
Yeah.
And that is so true.
Right.
That is so true today.
Yeah.
And so what I love about our church is that we do this really well, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We go places no one else is going to reach people no one else is reaching.
Yes.
And so I think this is where we get that from, right?
Yeah.
And because we need to reach the sick and the lost is really who we're trying to reach.
Yeah.
And so going back to that ticket, like all these Jewish leaders were just like, well, we're better than them because we've done this, because we follow these rules. We follow it to a T.
Mm-hmm.
When I say rules, we're talking about the Ten Commandments and all the rules throughout the entire Old Testament that men had added on to, right?
Yeah.
Not just the Ten Commandments, but man had added all these other rules and the way you eat, the way you dress, the way you do everything in life.
Yeah.
And it's a difficult path to do.
Absolutely.
And in the end, we find that there's no way that we can live up to that standard. And Jesus actually, like, he challenged, like, go ahead and do it. Like, if you think you can do that, go ahead. But we fail. Right. We will fail.
Correct.
And really, the most important thing is having a relationship with Him.
Yeah.
And that's, and throw the tickets aside, but the most important thing that we have is our relationship with God and Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Yeah.
And such a good reminder, I think, anywhere you are on your walk in your faith, it's
mm-hmm.
easy to kind of slip back into that mindset
yeah.
of needing to earn our way into heaven. And that's a question, as you've been in ministry for a while, why do you think that we have this, that it's so tempting to have that ticket mindset?
Yeah, I think it's how society has put it on us, right?
Okay.
Society says you're religious. You should be doing this. You shouldn't say things like that.
Gotcha.
Or you should be doing more.
Mm-hmm.
Do more. That do more mindset.
Yeah.
Like, where are you? Why aren't you helping? Why aren't you doing this? Or again, I think it's just, if you read the Old Testament, it looks as though these are things we're being invited into. I
uh-huh.
don't think it negates everything that's being taught in the Old Testament.
Right. No.
However,
no.
These are things we're being invited into. And I think the mind shift of this is an invitation of a practice
mm-hmm.
rather than a rule that you have to follow in order to get into heaven.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a discipline, right?
Right.
It's the practice of being disciplined. It's an invitation rather than it is a demand.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that
yeah.
That invitation in. And a lot of those
yeah.
things help us to actually come to know God
yeah.
better.
A lot of those practices.
Right,
like
the practices,
Sabbath, all that
Sabbath
stuff.
Is, yeah. Sabbath, prayer, those
prayer.
Kinds of
yeah.
things definitely can enhance our relationship.
Because that relationship grows.
Exactly.
And that's the most important
and that's
thing.
The,
right?
That's the
most
key
important
piece,
thing.
Right?
Yeah.
The foundation
yeah.
to
yeah.
it. So I love that. And,
yeah.
and really that awareness that society can kind of cause us to slip into
yeah.
that headspace.
I mean, we have to be careful to not be of this world, but we are still a part of this world too. Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
And so it's easy to fall into those traps and those mindsets. And honestly, we as Christians don't make it easy. There are other churches and other things that it just makes it difficult.
It just,
like,
yeah.
You come from a a more contemporary background, or
mm-hmm.
maybe you come from a traditional background. They all vary, and it can become very confusing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
You did a great job of pointing out how important relationship with Jesus
mm-hmm.
is. And so what does that look like for you personally, Nathan, in terms of developing that relationship
yeah.
so that we do focus on that versus the rules?
The rules? Yeah. I think, again, the invitation into some of these practices that we do that they thought were rules, I
mm.
think that's where the deeper relationship begins. It's like, I want to be in prayer more often. I want to do Bible reading more, because when I Bible read, I learn more about your love for me,
mm-hmm.
the sacrifices that you made for me,
yeah.
and that how you're constantly trying to reach me.
Yeah.
And so I think those practices, rather than I should or I do, as I want to. It's to move that, or I get to, that mind shift of I have to, I get to. And I get that opportunity because of, you know, Jesus' sacrifice on the cross. Now
mm-hmm.
he simplified it. It's simple as it gets, right?
Right.
And that grace, again, that was the bottom line. Grace is the antidote for religion, right? And
right.
so his grace is enough.
Yeah.
And so now for me, it's just a matter of I get to.
Mm-hmm.
I get to practice. I get to teach my family. I get to be a part of something bigger than myself. Not
mm-hmm.
that I have to, or you. This is what you have to do.
Yeah, it's yeah. not. Those things aren't required.
Aren't
of
required.
Us.
But you're missing out if you don't.
That's a
you're
good point.
You're missing out if you don't.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. Not to negate everything, but yeah.
Right. That those practices will definitely make the relationship richer.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So, and I love that grace, that bottom line was so good. Grace
mm-hmm.
is the antidote to religion, and that concept of grace
yeah.
can be hard for people to.
Absolutely. I think Ben used this, Ephesians 2:8-9, God saved you by his grace when you believed, and you can't take that credit for, and you can't take the credit for this.
Mm-hmm.
It is a gift from God. And that's why I underlined gift on my notes here, because a gift is something you received. It's not something you've earned.
Yes.
Right? And this is the gift that we've been given.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't earn it. And when we have tickets, you feel like you've earned it.
Right.
We didn't earn this.
Right.
We
yeah.
were given it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and if you have the Chuck E. Cheese analogy, or
mm-hmm.
even, some other Dave and Buster's type situation.
People World,
those. You know, you hand those tickets over for the item, the gift. But it,
you technically earned those.
You technically earned it, right?
Right. You paid a lot of money, but you earned it. You end up paying more money than you would if you wanted to just buy those things. But that's a side note.
Things we try to teach our kids, right?
Absolutely.
For sure. Well, you know, you mentioned prayer and reading scripture as a way to draw closer to Jesus and to really, hopefully, those things will also help you understand
I think
his
another
grace.
One is surrounding yourself with like-minded people,
groups,
right? I wouldn't be a groups director if I didn't
you didn't
that,
mention
right?
groups, yeah.
Yeah, but like, legit, like you surround yourself with like-minded people who begin to challenge you in your mindset, but it's a great conversation most of the time. I mean, but you get this like, oh, I could you do it with others. Don't do it alone, right? And do it with your family. Do it with your spouse. Do it. Do it with friends. But groups is a great place to kind of do that as well.
There's the verse, and I'm sorry, I don't remember the chapter and verse, but that iron sharpens iron.
Oh yeah.
And and that's what groups do,
absolutely.
Right? And you alluded to that with what you were saying, but you may have a question, and then they can explain. No, you know, it's not about.
Yeah,
you know,
get to see
earning
different
it or,
perspectives and like how do you see it? Oh, great. Maybe I didn't see it that way. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. What's God really trying to teach me?
Yes.
You could be lost in your own thoughts and minds and maybe going down the wrong path when really someone can kind of, hey, no. Like, this is where we're headed, right?
Yeah. And I think the other thing that happens in groups is so often the things that you are struggling with, other people are as well.
Absolutely.
And so you go on that journey together and have, you know, together can get that encouragement as you learn and live out the truth.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, as we wrap up here, are there any other things that our listeners can think about taking next steps on?
Yeah, absolutely. Keep coming back. I think that's this is a 5-week series, I do believe.
It is.
And so we got 4 more weeks of this. And it's really just going to help equip you to find a freer way to have a relationship with God. Because if we're honest with ourselves, we've all been in this ticket mindset. I think even at times we still get trapped in that ticket mindset.
It's easy
right?
to do, I think.
And myself included, right?
Absolutely,
and it's like, oh, I need to do more. I need to do this. I need, or I'm better. Like sometimes we have that bias mindset that can hinder us from seeing what God sees. Mm-hmm. And so, continue to show up each week. I think another great opportunity is they have this text campaign where you can text more right now for the next 30 days.
Yeah.
And it's really going to help you dive into your relationship with God. You're going to get equipping tools that will help with that. You get some videos from campus pastors.
Yeah.
It's going to be great.
That is.
So text more to 419-409-0707. You can opt in. You're only about 3 days behind if you're listening to this on Wednesday.
Right.
You can catch up. But it's great. It's just a great reminder. I've done it the last 2 days, and it's deep content, and I love it. So it doesn't matter where you're at with your relationship either. If you're brand new, this is great.
Yeah.
If you call yourself a seasoned Christian, this is great because we're never arrive, right? We never just arrive. To be challenged and to understand is super helpful. So I would say that's a great next step as well. And then some opportunities, I think, that is great to just, again, this isn't ticket earning, but we have Second Saturday coming up, right?
Yeah.
And this is where you can begin to meet people. You could, while you're serving, talk about the message. Work.
Right.
Like, that's what I love about is the connections that I make when I'm serving and making a difference in our community. So it's Second Saturday this weekend. Check out your local campus to find out what they're doing.
Because every campus does something.
Yeah. So there'll be 6 different opportunities plus, because I know Oregon does a couple with their clothing store. Clothing closet. So, there's lots of opportunities to make a difference this weekend and to meet new people and really discuss. Hey, while you're, make it meaningful, not just serving, but connect with others, build those relationships.
I love it. I love it. Well, Nathan, thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
It's always fun. Yeah. I know. Yeah, we could probably talk for a while.
For sure. But then you wouldn't want to listen. You'd turn it off.
You'd be like, okay, we're done.
Yeah.
So, but truly, I appreciate you taking the time to be here. Listeners, we appreciate you taking time out of your day. And we hope that this time reminds you that you matter and helps you to live it out as you go through your week. Thanks, everyone.